Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Madhuka again from Continental Tires. Danny, you know, I spoke to you in the morning.
Yes, Madhuka.
Do you have any update on my phones?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I was on a call with my technical team. Madhu, are you at your shop right now?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Do you have any device like a laptop or a computer? Or what
yes.
device do you have with you right now?
Computer.
Okay, you have a computer. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you just log into, you have a Netcom modem, right? Which modem do you have?
Netcom. And also, I'm just saying that your modem doesn't come. I'm trying to connect Wi-Fi. The internet is there, but your modem is not showing up on the listing to connect to
Wi-Fi. What is
the Wi-Fi
you? Wait, give me a moment. That is the reason I'm not able to access the modem from my end. Can you do one thing? Can you just log in and activate the remote access so that I can check the connection from my end?
All right. So what do you want me to do?
Okay. What is the which Wi-Fi are you connected to? The one which you're using with us?
Yeah, but right now there's no Wi-Fi.
Is the Wi-Fi showing connected or is no Wi-Fi? You're not getting that option.
I'm not getting that option. It's on the Wi-Fi with the lights are blinking.
Uh-huh.
Not blinking. It's there 2.4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
But when I try to connect,
mm-hmm.
on my phone, when I try to see Wi-Fi, it's not coming up.
Do a scan and check once again. Do a scan on your Wi-Fi option and see if you're getting it. What Wi-Fi you used to get? Was it Melbourne phone, M phone?
I'm not too sure because we just got it last week. It says Netcom 2848. Is that you?
Have you reset the modem?
I restart in the morning.
No, a reset means that tiny hole. There's a tiny hole at the back of the modem. Have you pressed that?
No, we haven't. I haven't done that.
So previously, what was the Wi-Fi name you used to connect to?
I think it was M-Phone.
M-Phone. You're not getting M-Phone right now. You're getting Netcom, right? Okay.
Yeah, Netcom 2848.
Is it the same Wi-Fi name which is at the back of the modem? See, there's a sticker. On that sticker, you can see if it's the same one or not.
In the behind, it says model, no, it says Netcom,
Same? Same Wi-Fi? Okay, then in that case, I believe the modem has been reset. Not a problem, you connect to that, the password is there, the wireless security. That's the password. Put the password and connect it.
Okay, let me see. But on the thing you gave me, it says Melbourne. Okay, I'll try anyway, okay?
Because the modem has been reset, Madhu, that's the reason you're not getting the Wi-Fi, maybe.
Okay,
9, you 6, just put the,
2,
yeah.
3, incorrect password for Netcom 2848.
What is it incorrect or again?
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, it says incorrect. Incorrect password for Netcom 2848.
Okay, wait. Let me just check once again from my end.
But here it has a different password at the back for NEPCOM 2848. You want me to put that one?
Yes, I want to put. I want you to put that one, not the one which we gave you.
Oh, okay, okay, sorry. Yeah, it works now.
It's connected? All right. So which device are you connecting it on? Mobile phone, laptop, computer, where?
This one, mobile. Just give me a sec. But I can't see the Wi-Fi symbol on my phone, but it took the password and it connected.
Is it showing connected without internet?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, not a problem. Make sure your mobile data is off. Turn off your mobile data. You don't require the mobile data. Is it done?
Let me see. But do I have to turn the mobile data on? I can leave it as it is, yeah? But not a problem.
You need to switch off. Turn off the mobile. I would advise you if you can check on your computer. You have a computer, you said, or laptop.
Yeah, I'll do it on the computer. One second.
Yeah, because that will be more better for you to see the options. On mobile, you don't get the options clearly.
Yeah, it's connected on the computer.
Okay, fine. Open any browser like Google Chrome, Safari.
Yep.
And put this number 192.
Dot 168. .1.1 Very slow, I don't know. This site can't be reached. It says this site can't be reached.
Okay, put once again. I'm giving you one more ID. Close it and open once again. 192.
I think we lost internet after we connect Wi-Fi. Oh, no, it's all right. Okay, what's the other ID?
192.168.20.1.
Okay, 192.168. Yep.
8.20.1.
.20.1.
Yeah.
192.168.20.1. Yeah?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, it's asking for username and password.
It's the word admin, admin.
Just give me one sec, I'm getting a phone call, okay?
Okay, sure.
Hello, you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. So, admin and admin, yeah?
Yeah.
So, once I connect to Wi-Fi, with the previously the internet speed was okay, but now it's very bad.
Internet is not working right now because we have to do a setup. I believe someone has reset the modem, Madhuka. You need to reconfigure the modem and then internet will work. Just follow the step I'm asking you, then you can check the connection then.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Did you put the username and password? Yeah, in all small letters, no space.
Yeah. Yeah, but login failing, correct username or password.
Check the password. Oh. Is it the same at the back of the modem? See? It will be mentioned there.
Which password? You are taking the Wi-Fi password or?
No. Modem. See, there's a modem login password. Admin or something is there. Just check.
It has the Wi-Fi network name
on
and
top.
The Wi-Fi.
No, on top. Can you see any?
Username, admin, password, or something else.
Okay, give the password which is printed there. Yeah.
Okay. One second. Yep. So it says thank you for purchasing a Netcom wireless getaway. Yes, start the setup wizard or no, skip to the main menu. would do.
Okay, skip to the main menu.
All right, yep.
Now what you can see?
I can see a dashboard, like kind of a dashboard, left hand summary, internet, wireless, phone, and it says internet is okay, wireless. It's like a diagram there.
Internet?
Yep.
Now tell me what.
So internet connection type ETH, connection uptime 0D, 1H, 16 minutes.
No. On the left hand, on top, what are the options you can see? Tell me once again.
Summary, internet, wireless. Or
okay,
you got,
click on internet. Click on internet.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Now what you can see?
Internet service information. Below is a list of the current internet in interfaces on your router. To view, edit, or delete these interfaces, click on the description name below. To set up a new internet connect, click the create new button.
Wait, give me a moment. On the left hand side, can you see a set of options, summary, internet? Click on internet.
Yeah,
and
I did.
Tell me
yeah.
Now what you can see.
Yeah, that's what, now, same thing. It says current connections, VDSL, internet service, connection type, dynamic IP.
So click on VDSL.
All right. Once I click that, it comes description VDSL. Internet service VDSL is click. Connection type dynamic IP is click. What do you want
no,
me to update?
Connection type is PPoE.
What is it?
PPPoE.
So I changed that?
Yes, of course you have to change that, sir.
All right, I changed that. Then ask username and password. You have to fill that in.
The word admin. The username and password is the word admin. ADMIN in small letters.
Same thing at a password or?
Yes,
or the other
password?
Password
is also same thing, admin.
Okay. Then update or?
Yeah, update. Now what you can see?
It's loading, so it says it came to internet service information and it changed. The VDSL is changed to PPPoE and the ETHWN is changed to dynamic IP.
Give me a moment, please. Okay, when you click on internet, you get a page, right? Internet information.
Yes.
Now what you can see there? Description, beneath description, can you see anything?
Description, I can see ETHWAN and also VDSL.
No, click click on ETHWAN.
Yep, okay.
Click on that and delete
internet
that.
Service, delete this, is it?
Yes, yes.
Okay. No, it's not delete. Oh, yeah. Okay, one second.
There is an option, update, delete, more option. Click on delete.
Yep. Yeah, I did.
Now
delete,
there's so only VDSL, right?
Let me have a look. It's still loading.
Okay.
Yeah, only VDSL, yeah.
Click on VDSL and tell me what are the options you can see.
So, internet service is VDSL and the connection type is PPPoE.
Okay, fine. Now, come to the part where you can see advanced.
Advanced. Ah, yeah, bottom, yeah?
Yeah. Now, when you click on advanced.
Yep.
You'll get more options, right? On the other
yep.
side of the page. Now, come to the part where you can see security.
Yep.
You have IP filtering, MAC filtering, IPsec, access
yep.
control. Click on access
yep.
control.
Yep.
Now, you get the table there, right?
Yep.
Okay. You just need to do the changes on the first option, which is HTTP. Click, give a the enable option should be ticked.
Yep.
What is the LAN port number?
80.
Okay, leave it as it is. Click on the WAN enable option. WAN enable option.
Wait, WAN.
You have HTTP, then enable, then 80, then enable again, right? Underneath WAN. W-A-N, WAN.
Ah, yeah, WAN. Yeah, yeah. The enable.
Yes. And what is the port number there?
You want me to click the enable or?
Yes, I want you to click the enable.
Okay, I did. Yeah. So it's 80.
It should be 8081. Please make the changes on that port where you can see.
8081.
Yes. Only right, underneath the WAN port, it will be 8081. Others will be the same.
All right. So next to the enable WAN and port, I change it 8081. Okay.
Yes. Now click on save. No more changes.
Yep.
Save?
Yeah, I did save.
Okay, wait, let me just check. Did you click on save?
Yeah. I'll try again. Wait. Yeah, I can see the numbers are saved.
What are the options there? Tell me what changes have you done there?
Yeah, the first one, HTTP enable is there and 80. And under WAN enable is there. Click I enable. And also port 8081.
HTTP is enable and then the LAN port is 80, right?
Yeah, 80, yeah.
And the WAN is enabled and the port is 8081.
Yes.
Did you click on save, apply?
I did. Two times I did. I've done it again.
Please check if your internet is working.
No. No internet.
Internet is not working.
No.
Go to internet. And what is the current connection showing there?
VDSL. On my modem also, internet is not blinking now. It's not there.
The DSL light is there.
DSL also not there. Internet also not there.
Okay. I'm so sorry. It's a NBN. Okay. Fine. Do one thing. You just delete that.
Delete what?
Yes, that VDSL. The way I told you, click on that and then you'll get the delete option. Just do that.
So I have deleted the previous one as well, the one you asked.
Yeah, it's okay. Fine. Delete it. I'll tell you what to do next.
All right. Delete now.
Okay. Now click on create new.
Yeah.
Now, again, you'll get the option, description and all. So internet service, click on ETH WAN.
What's that?
Ethernet WAN, Ethernet WAN. Internet service.
The Ethernet service?
Ethernet
WAN.
Yes, Ethernet WAN.
All right.
And the connection type will be PPPoE.
Yep.
And the username and password will be the word admin, all in small letters, no space. And then click on update.
It says apply, yeah? Apply.
Yeah, apply.
Yeah, so under the internet service, now ETH WAN is there.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, now I think internet came back, I think.
Yeah, I'm checking. Yes, I can check. I have the access of your modem now. Please wait, sir. I'll do the setup for the landline. Okay, you want me to do any changes on the Wi-Fi or keep the same as it is?
What do you mean? What do you want to change?
Usually we keep the Wi-Fi name. What is the modem password? Give me the password, sir.
The Wi-Fi password?
No, the modem login password, where you can see admin and then you put in the password.
It's O, all lower cases, O, I, F, A, C, S.
CFS for sugar.
Yeah. M-A.
N for Nancy, A for apple.
No. M for mango, A for apple.
Okay.
E-F. F for Fred.
Yep.
S-G. S for Sam, G for Gary.
Okay. Okay, fine. So I will be doing the setup for the landline, the Wi-Fi and the landline. Okay, just give me a moment, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do a test call on the landline now. It should be working. Okay, give me a moment, sir.